Okay.
Hello to me.
Can you hear it better?
No, I still can't really, like, there's this vague, it's kind of like hearing an echo in a way.
You sound nicer.
Something. Thanks.
That's welcome.
She's good. I think the problem was the mic was low.
Oh, that's all. Hi, microphone. We gonna get along tonight?
Can anyone hear me at all?
I can hear you.
You can be heard. Okay, that's good.
Yeah, everything's okay. I'm a little louder, so I'm more aware of my own voice, but everything else just sounds like...
That's because you're the co-host.
Yeah, cool.
You have to be louder. Oh, now I'm the same volume.
You also have a boost in terms of the power of your microphone.
All right, cool. I have the Adam Erdman mic boost.
Yes.
Starring your co-hosts, Dan Whalen and not Adam Erdman.
Not this time.
No, his voice just got so raspy and destroyed that it turned into this. Very feminine quality.
There we go.
Yay, I have my Stitcher script pulled up and everything. Oh, really? I'm so excited.
You're so set?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so I think we've technically already done this, but I'm going to say that we can do this anyway. Since you brought up the CDs turn 30.
I was thinking this.
That our mic check question is first CD or favorite CD, if you have a good story for either.
How about something like, you know, is there a CD that you actually still use the CD for that you haven't downloaded into a music collection or that, like, you have in your car or something that you've just never ejected, like me? Or how about, you know, what if, like, are there any CDs that you've bought that have had, like, amazing artwork with them that you've wanted to go out and buy the actual CD rather than downloading it? You know, like, we kind of had a discussion about that before. I forget what CD it was, but they bought it in stores because it came with a poster or something like that.
Something along those lines.
Okay, yeah. Well, I never really bought one for artwork per se, but Hootie and the Blowfish, because Hootie and the Blowfish rock.
Right.
Cracked Review, that must have been one of the first CDs that I've ever owned and really enjoyed. And I don't use it anymore, but the most reliable piece of technology I own is a record player. So when I do want to hear the song, I'll type it up on YouTube and play it that way. But that's about it.
Right. Classic.
So how many of us are old enough to remember when CDs actually came with larger extended cardboard pieces because of the plastic that went around them? They actually came not just in the size of the CD case, but it was an extended cardboard piece that went all the way around it. That's how I bought my first CD before they realized that that's a total waste of packaging. But all of my first CDs were actually that kind of extended, like, pseudo letterbox tall thing before they actually started coming out and the little cases just by themselves wrapped in plastic.
Yeah, I remember when they... I think I ordered the Ghostbusters 2 soundtrack off eBay, and it came in that box. And I was just like, wow, this is really wasteful. I don't need this.
Yeah, or Columbia House or...
Yeah. MC, oh, man, RCA Columbia or... House. I did that. Did either of you?
Columbia House?
Columbia House or any of those CD...
Can't say I have.
Not that I can recall. I mean...
I think that might have been a little before your time.
I might have been like two.
I've seen stuff relatively, well, not like recently, but I'd say within the last 5 years, I've seen at least one.
But I feel like that was really a fad probably between like you and my brother and my age. Like that kind of like 5 years and maybe a year or two on either side. That was when it was really huge. It was like 12 CDs for a penny and you only have to buy like two more at $25 a piece in the next 2 years? This is the greatest deal of all time. Because at the time, you're like, $20 for a CD? I can't afford that, but I can get 12 for a penny. You know? And then you're paying like $22 for a CD plus like $3 to $4 shipping and handling. It's like,
yeah.
But then you're paying $35 for the other two CDs you buy, and then you're like,
Somewhere that guy is sitting in a mansion. Just cackling.
Well, I mean, they also did that with actual records.
Yeah.
So it's...
Yeah. I mean, it was great.
It just made
at the
a
time
for a long time.
I can't imagine how many more CDs I have as a result of doing that and then quitting and then joining IMG or whatever the other one was and then doing that and quitting, and I got in trouble there. But I think the only time I ever skipped school was to go and get Hello Nasty when it came out, when the Beastie Boys put that out.
Huh.
Nice.
Yeah. I was,
that's
I wasn't exactly
skipping school over.
Yeah. Not many other things really were, but I waited out there because they put out a 7-inch at Best Buy. If you went and bought it the day it came out, they had maybe 107 inches of Intergalactic, the single, with Peanut Butter and Jelly on the B-side. For anybody that even knows that song, but it was fantastic. Well worth the wait. And then I don't think that left my CD player. That was back when I had a Discman, and I did like landscaping for the entire summer, and I probably listened to that CD if I was working 6 hours a day or so. I probably listened to that CD twice a day for the entire summer.
Dang.
So, wow.
If you ever need to have somebody help you with some Beastie karaoke for Hello Nasty.
You're the guy to call on.
Call me up.
Oh, yeah.
Anyone else ever wait and got music at midnight or the deadline or like that first edition?
I've only done it for a DVD, and I've only done it once.
Okay. Katie.
Not really. Katie. I mean, I've pre-ordered on iTunes and anxiously awaited.
I've done that.
I mean, that's pretty much it. I've never left my house to go stand with other fans and be like, oh my gosh, are you so excited?
New Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Back in Green Bay, me and Belfield did that for the White Stripes.
Oh, really?
For Icky Thump.
Oh, it'd be worth it.
And we're standing outside in line, and the entertainment reporter at the place I interned for the year before is going up to line and asking people what they're doing out here at midnight waiting for a White Stripes album. So
preparing to rock?
Yeah, I got it on vinyl, which was great, and it's one of my rockin'est vinyls to this day.
Though, did you hear Jack White and his New York performance recently, where he played for like 50 minutes and they just left?
No.
No, yeah. But that's... Jack's a very odd guy.
Yeah.
But no, I did not hear, but 50
the sound. He complained about the sound and like the fan feedback and everything like that, and then just walked out. I mean, it's not the first time he's ever done it.
Right.
It's not the first time that anybody's thought the fans were being a-holes and walked off stage. But yeah, it was pretty... It was pretty funny. It's amazing how many times, I'm sure, that's happened over the years, but in an age of social media where everybody knows what everything's doing, one person tweets it, and then,
boom,
it turns into, like, this huge-ass story, and it's like, played for 50 minutes.
I did.
Yeah.
He's his own special brand of diva.
The Green Day breakdown. Billy Joe Armstrong.
Oh, yeah, I watched that.
Yeah, that was all over Yahoo for a while, the top stories scrolling at the top.
Well, it was followed quickly after by the fact that now he's...
in rehab.
In rehab, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The video wasn't even that bad.
I mean, it was just like a minute and a half, 2 minute rant, and it
just
smashed.
Smashing their own guitars, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was no like Charlie Sheen breakdown or anything.
No.
That sounds like every other mic check we've ever done on the Buffering podcast when I've been on. Just 3 minutes of ranting
anger,
and then we walk off and...
I have replaced the guitars since last time, so we're good.
Well, great.
Or just hung them up because they are just collecting dust otherwise.
Sorry in advance
for
smashing.
I thought that looked good. I was going to say something about that last week. It was like, I like
so tasteful, the Fender rock band guitar.
Rock band Fender.
Twas a great year.
It looks like a 2010, 2011 vintage.
Yeah. Right. Just a little wear. You can tell that he didn't use the Rock Band pick, though.
Yeah. But he used the hell out of the Whammy Bar.
Limp as can be.
That's really depressing when you have the Rock Band guitar and you realize that you've played enough that you've actually broken the Whammy Bar. I broke the Whammy Bar when Guitar Hero came out, and I had that, and we played it so much that one of the whammy bars, like the spring in it,
you get
snapped.
Into it though.
Uh-huh.
Like you, I remember
what
hanging out.
Say?
I don't even remember. Was that was it? Wasn't New Year's? It was just kind of.
It might have been. It was like around the holiday season. Where everybody was home.
Yeah, I think that was probably just it. Just hang out at the Wheeler house.
Heck yeah.
And then I got some pictures, and you were just like rocking out.
We
with,
play,
yeah,
Wailing.
But we do not play.
Yeah,
you know.
Man.
If you were a guitarist, I would call you Waylon Waylon.
Thank you.
And I would proceed to go boo.
Basically.
Your face has shamed me.
Just a little bit.
Duly so noted, depressing. It will never happen. Just thought I'd test the waters now.
Get the punnery in now.
Yeah, you know.
I will say that one of the wonderful things about CDs, and obviously, again, in a digital age, this is not as big of a deal because you have song lyrics and song365.com and all the other goofy things that, you know, give you pop-ups, but when CDs came out and people started doing more than just the fold it in half and started putting lyrics
yeah.
in the CD jackets, it was like a total revelation because you'd always be sitting there trying to figure out what a lyric was. And sometimes it was really glorious and that you'd know all the lyrics and you could like read through them as you're listening to the CD the first couple times. You always know them. And then sometimes you'd listen to a CD and you'd be like, oh, that's not what I thought they were saying. That's not nearly as cool as I thought it was.
Yeah, I was always really disappointed when you bought the CD and you were like really hoping that it came with the lyrics and you opened it and it was just some little booklet with a couple
pieces. Just one-sided.
Hey. Yeah.
Hey, thanks for doing this. And here's like three inserts from my record label for other people's stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Just give me a sticker.
Something.
Oh my gosh. For some reason, that just made me think of like back in, what was it for me? Fifth grade or something, I bought the Avril Lavigne first album. And she had like all of, like, she had her booklet published so that it was all her handwriting for the lyrics.
Ugh, and I was just like, Jesus.
Canadians.
Those Canadians. I know that William Shatner wrote in his too.
Just Canadians. William Shatner totally wrote out the transcripts for you know, good stuff. Are we sounding good on sound levels? Did we have any more that...
Well, everyone's kind of all over the place, but I think we're just going to have to deal.
Cool.
That's okay.
It's a thing.
Do I have time to grab a frosty beverage, Dan?
Yes, I was going to say, this is the best time to grab a beverage, bathroom, anything that everyone needs to do.
Yay!
Break.
That weird lull. Everybody's like, can we stop talking about CDs, please?
Yeah. Well, cool CD art was like, my mom really likes the band Tool, and they always do really strange things with their CDs when they come out. Like, one of them
Lateralis.
Came with these little... What?
Lateralis had the see-through with all of the art for that one was the, like, skeletal and muscle. Stuff like that. I'll take a... Well, I'm trying to determine... I don't want to monopolize your two gingers, so I think I'm going to have another beer.
You have a PBR if you'd like.
I will have a PBR. Why not?
Got a hipster up the joint.
Yeah. But like the cover was one and then it had kind of a transparent with like a printed on like muscle, so the muscle kinda like went over the skeleton. It was pretty badass.
I'm gonna have two for the podcast.
All right.
Because I'm thirsty and I don't wanna have to get up.
Well, yeah, it'll be more fun that way, right? It's a great idea. That's thinking ahead. Whoa.
I've been working since like 7:30 this morning, and I'm like really, really stiff, so get a nice walk around.
You kind of look like a wooden soldier. So how was your trip?
Good.
Where are you from?
Jamestown, North Dakota.
Oh, that is Cleaning Solutions.
So not terribly far, but...
Well, I'm going to Oshkosh tomorrow, so...
Oshkosh bagosh.
Yeah, I figured I'd stop over here.
Cool. How long have you and Dan known each other?
Since college.
Good times.
Yeah.
He said that was where you met.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Newspaper.
Mind if I grab a PBR?
Help yourself.
Thank you.
It's pretty sweet. The Summit.
I don't know what they do.
Mars and style.
No, I know New Belgium did this year.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. It's not Hoptober. It's Red Hoptober. And I know Shell's changes theirs like every year.
They always have some sort of quirk. What prompted the change in
arrangement? I mean, with the couch, it was hard for two people to be comfortable on there and be well positioned to the microphone. You had to be oh so close with the couch. And with this, there's a little bit more flexibility where you can at least pivot, where if you wanted to turn and be more in the corner to face all three of us, you could do that, or you could just face straight ahead. You have some more options. And then plus with the chairs, it also brings you up a little bit higher so that we can leverage this height a bit.
I like sitting next to beautiful men and women on the couch.
Remember well, that time we sat next to each other? That was nice.
It was magical.
You could have that as part of your rider. Next time you come in, must have the couch.
And Funyuns.
There will always be Funyuns.
I don't care where I'm sitting, but I better be real close to somebody I'm talking to.
Nice.
And Funyuns.
Actually, if my brother's on it too, I will request two bags of Funyuns, one for me and one for him.
Makes sense. May just buy them in bulk or something. Have you on often?
They're really, I mean,
they're kind of like, I just figured they were kind of more overpowering, so you probably wouldn't want a giant bag of them.
Yeah, no, this is really perfect because I think I will get to the bottom of this bag and I won't be sick of them.
Awesome.
Which, considering I probably haven't had them in a decade, is fantastic. I mean, I think that's kind of fueling the fact that I've eaten more than two or three of them.
Never got into Funyuns. I will definitely
get into one of those.
If I could. There we go.
Still a pass?
No, hey. Thanks. I totally...
Yeah, it's too good a pass.
Yeah, yeah. You just gotta... Funyun
just binge when I was younger.
Right? I mean, they're not great by any stretch of the imagination, but once you have one, you're kind of like,
all right.
Yeah, I could have another one of those. Yeah, it's really good. I'm just going to leave them right here, and if they just happen to disappear, they happen
most
to disappear.
Funyuns happen to disappear.
They kind of, I didn't expect the texture of Doritos, though. That's what it was. Is just kind of that powdery, dusty, dry.
Yeah.
But like it's that same kind of corn flavor at the same time.
And the way they dissolve in your mouth.
Yes.
Like, oh, see that. But that's the best part.
Yeah. See, I was really
into it's just nothing
that.
Like real onions, which I really like.
Yeah, I'm just expecting to bite into one of those things. Just have this long, limp thing come out, not bitten through. I hate when that happens.
I totally had the best onion rings, and I can't remember where they were,
yeah,
but they were
very
somewhere in Wisconsin.
I set those things up.
I know. That was he's got